And while we're talking healthcare, a new report from Bloomberg News says drug prices have surged since 2007, with prices for some commonly used drugs doubling in that time, growing at about 10 times the rate of inflation, and raising the prospect that a $1 million a year drug may not be far away. Bloomberg's analysis comes on the heels of plans that we have talked about by major drug companies to grow even bigger, mergers and acquisitions being announced in the last couple weeks. Shannon Pettypiece is healthcare reporter for Bloomberg. She's with us from New York. Shannon, welcome back.
Thank you.
And what's new here? Because we know, of course, that drugs are expensive and that they're getting more expensive.
Yeah, we sure do. I mean, it shouldn't come as a shock to people that drugs are expensive. But what has struck us here at Bloomberg, what struck me and struck my colleague Bob Langreth, who has really been analyzing these drug prices, was the magnitude of the increases and the level of the amount of money companies are charging now. For example, you know, when I started covering the pharmaceutical industry about a decade ago, $20,000, $30,000 for a cancer drug, that was really expensive. Well, these days, $100,000 for a cancer drug is the new floor. And we're now talking about drugs for $300,000 a year for some rare conditions and rare disorders. And as you said, the prices are increasing even faster than they have in the past, doubling since 2007 for many of the best-selling drugs. It's really just the escalation in these increases of the drug prices that is alarming and really surprising to a lot of people.
And we're talking about brand-name drugs here. What about the generics? Are they going up as fast?
In some cases, generic drugs are increasing as well because there's not as much competition as there used to be in the generic drug industry. And we used to think that generics were these cheap penny pills, but if there's only one or two companies making a generic drug now, there is less competition, and even prices for those are going up.
One of the interesting findings in your reporting is that the price of a drug that has been around for a long time actually goes up when a rival drug with a higher price is introduced, which seems to go against the basic law of supply and demand.
Right. And so many things about drug prices go against the things you would learn in your economics 101 course, because they operate in this unusual world where they have patent protection for many, many years. There is no direct competition. The biggest provider of prescription drugs and buyer of prescription drugs in this country, Medicare, is forbidden by law, by Congress, from negotiating prices directly with drug makers. So you get a lot of, anomalies. And in the case you just mentioned, yeah, we were talking to CEOs who told us that, yeah, when a competitor comes on for more, we increase our product because we say, wow, look, now the market will pay $200, $300. There's almost a race to the top in drug pricing that goes on.
Well, what are companies saying? Because they have talked for a long time about how they need to be making these big profits in order to pay for the kind of research and development that goes into these drugs. They don't like it when the patent runs out and they have to then compete with generics. So what are the companies telling you?
Yeah, well, the companies talk about the huge amount of money they have to invest in researching new drugs and the failures that come along with this high-risk drug development business. However, these companies are making billions and billions of dollars in profits. $11 billion by Pfizer, $3 billion in profits for Gilead, a company that now has a $1,000 a pill hepatitis C treatment. These companies are recouping their R&D cost. Now, the other argument they make is that these drugs are priced on the value, that if you can cure a disease, like in the case of this new hepatitis C treatment, where they can essentially cure hepatitis C, well, that's a lot cheaper, even at $1,000 a pill, than the alternative of getting a liver transplant. So they say, well, you know, these high prices are better than sort of the dire consequences of not having these treatments at all. That is essentially the argument that they're making.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned Pfizer because they were just in the news. They're trying to take over AstraZeneca, would become the world's largest drug maker. Would consolidation make this problem even worse?
It probably would. There would be less competition. And, you know, even though, you know, competition is a funny thing here when it comes to drug prices, one less drug maker means one less set of competitors with insurers and different people doing pricing.
Shannon, one more thing before we let you go. How do we compare with other countries on this? Are they going up? Are their drug prices going up as fast?
Well, I mean, as many of us know, in a lot of other countries in Europe and Canada, the prices are set by the governments. And in some countries, actually, they are sort of calling the limit here. They are saying these drugs are too expensive. We're not buying them. We're not making them available. So there's some drugs outside the U.S. that are, just aren't going to be available because of the prices, because the government has said this is too expensive. We're not paying this as a way to keep a cap on things.
And some people in your reporting saying these drugs are too expensive for us. We can't pay this. We're going to have to go without these medications in some cases, especially if we're talking about perhaps $1 million a year drug coming soon. Shannon Pettypiece, healthcare reporter for Bloomberg News. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And let us know your stories about drug prices and how much you're paying for drugs and whether you buy the industry's argument that they need this money in order to pay for research and development. Go to hearandnow.org. This is Here and Now.